For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The FBI is expected to send its findings in the investigation into sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh to Capitol Hill soon. Three moderate Republican senators didn't like President Trump's mocking of Christine Blasey Ford during the rally last night in Mississippi, and neither did Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
President Trump's outright mockery of a sexual assault survivor, riddled as it was with falsehoods, was reprehensible beneath the office of the presidency and beneath common decency from one person to another.
White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway.
She's been treated like a Fabergé egg by all of us, beginning with me and the president. She's pointing out factual inconsistencies. Do you have corroboration for her claims? Can you fill in her memory gaps or her factual inconsistencies?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A Pentagon spokeswoman says the suspicious substance found in two envelopes mailed to the Pentagon this week was not the poison ricin itself. It was castor beans, which is what ricin is made from. One of the envelopes was mailed to Defense Secretary James Mattis, the other to Admiral John Richardson, but the envelopes never made it to the Pentagon. They were flagged at a sorting facility. A man identified as William Allen III was taken into custody in Logan, Utah. Reportedly, he put the return address on the letters, including one he sent to President Trump. A suspect is in custody in connection with a shooting in Florence County, South Carolina, after officers went to deliver a warrant. One officer is dead, and seven officers were seriously wounded, three sheriff's deputies and four city officers. A 20-year-old male inside the home was also injured during the shooting. The president tweeted his thanks to the policemen. So far, there's no motive for the shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says the death toll from Hurricane Florence has risen. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The North Carolina governor is saying two more fatalities related to Hurricane Florence have been confirmed in his state, bringing the total who died in the storm and its aftermath in three states to at least 49. He says added to the list were a man who fell and died of a head injury after repairing storm damage at his home, and another man who fell from his roof while trying to clean debris and repair storm damage. 39 of the 49 fatalities on the list were in North Carolina. At least nine people dead in South Carolina from the storm, and a person in Virginia died in a tornado believed to have been caused by the remnants of Florence. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
According to the Federal Reserve, the economy is going in the right direction. John Clemens has more on the story.
That optimism was expressed by Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
The unemployment rate stands at 3.9%, near a 20-year low. Inflation is currently running near the FOMC's 2% objective. A wide range of data on jobs and prices does support a positive view.
He has also pointed out in the past that since 1950, the nation has never experienced such a long period of low, stable inflation with a very low unemployment rate for such an extended period. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.